Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Once a year, everyone in Shul, we read the Shira of the Be'er. Uli Be'er Enulo. Nevertheless, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, and the Levim stood B'duchonim. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daflamet Aleph, every week, every 2 or 3 weeks, I wrote the basis, the Levim would sing during the Hakrova of the Karban Tom and Shalben Arbayim, they would sing the Shira that we, of the Be'er. And the Chure, one has to understand, what is the Shaykhis from the Shira to the Be'er to Shabbos Mincha? Right? And I looked up the Gemara, and it just hit me that right after the sugya of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses the shir of every yom and then on Shabbos, which ends off with, the Gemara then goes into another sugya, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Idi Amar Rav Yechonon, Asora Masois Nos HaShchina. We learn from Psukim, the Gemara says, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina left from the Aron HaKodesh, from its place, it went in 10 different, exiled 10 different places. Uchenegdom in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, the Churban Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, the Sanhedrin was Goyla 10 different places. And where was the last place that the Sanhedrin ended up with? So the Gemara says in Tveri. And Tveri Amukum Mikulon, it was the lowest of the places, Tveri Belashim, Tiburish Leret Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Vishafalt, Ule Eretz Daberi. It's the lowest place in Eretz Yisrael, right? And then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Misham Asidim Ligoil." From Tveri, Mashiach will come. The Sanhedrin will be restored from the place that it disbanded, and that's from Tveri. Shenam Aris Nari Me'Ofer Kumi. So I want to understand first of all, what is the kesher between these two sugyas? So we speak about. We just finished off by saying that Shabbos Mincha, we the Levim B'Duchonam sang the shear of the Be'er, and then you connect it to the Asara Golius of the Sanhedrin, and we end off in Tveri. So to understand this, let me just explain, Hektim, that not only is the shear of the Be'er connected to Shabbos Mincha, the Beis HaMikdash, it's connected to Misoy Shabbos, as everybody knows. Because the Ramah Paskins and Reis Tzaddik Des, Sif Yud, that Be'er Shel Miriam, the Be'er of Miriam, is Soyve. By the way, there's Diyukim here. The Alter Rebbe passed like, what is Soyviv every Mitzvah Shabbos? The Be'er of Miriam itself. And it goes into all the wells in the world, and if you're Zoycha to drink that your Mayim on Mitzvah Shabbos from the Be'er Shel Miriam, you got Mamish Gevaldige Rufus. The Mokker is a kolboy in Simen Mem Aleph and Orchus Chaim, Rishonim. And there the expression is, it's not that the Be'er Shel Miriam vulgars, it's the Mayim. The water of Be'er, we can talk about that some other time. And the Kolbe says that a Meisish, that there was a fellow who never was a Mukashchin. And the notion, Tzitkonius, the meaning is that Gleich, after they hear Borchum as a Shabbos, they run to the well to be doil the water from the well, which therefore may not apply B'Zmanazel when you have a tap, ask your local competent Orthodox rabbi. But they would go immediately to dwell, and this lady went to shep the water from the well, and she was nisaki. For some reason, she was delayed in coming back to her husband, and her husband got very, very angry. He lost his temper, and he screamed at her, and mitzad her frustration, her anger, her angst, or whatever, the bucket fell off. And it spritzed a little bit on him. The rest of it went dirt, right? But a little bit. And anywhere that the water from the well hit him, that shchin, that was the srapa. And the medrash fears always the loshen of the gemara kiddush daf mem ragzan also biyode ella ragzanusay. The only thing he gained was his anger. In other words, he could have been nisrapa totally from the shchin because the waters from the Be'er Shel Miriam have this healing powers, and therefore there was a minig. Although the Ramah says, people don't actually have this minig b'zman hazeh. Or generally, there was a minig to shep water from the well. Mitzvah Shabbos, in order, maybe you'll be Zoycha and you'll get from the Be'er Shel Miriam. Right? Where is this Be'er Shel Miriam today. So the Rama said in the Rishonim will bring the story. It's in Yam Moshel Tveri, which we otherwise know as the Yam Shel Kineres, right? And how do I know? Rashi, this week's Parsha. Rashi says on the Pasuk Vinishkafa Al Pnei HaYishimun that it was Nignaz. Where did we hide the Be'er Shel Miriam? In the Yam Moshel Tveri. And if you stand on the Yishimun, which is a mountain, looking over the Kinneret, you will see a cover, like a sifa, hold in like a bubbly, whatever, circle, right? And you could see the Be'er Shel Miriam, and if you drink that water, it's gewaltig. Right? So is in Tanchuma, so is in Bereishis, in Medrash Rabbah, in Kama V'Kama Mekiris. Right? Shtel Zot Shaila, how in the world did the Be'er Shel Miriam get to the Yam of Tveria? Okay, I must tell you, Behekdim, that the Be'er Shel Miriam, a lot of incredible, amazing, hair-raising miracles happen with it. If you planted something using the water, the irrigation, with the Be'er Shel Miriam, that very day, the pears grew. And it had a reyach, which was noidiv gewaltig. And in the water of the Be'er Shel Miriam, there were big, good fish. It's full of, when you wanted to know which shevet should dwell where, a little stream came out from the Be'er Shel Miriam, and it delineated the parameters of where each shevet should last. So gewaltige things happen from the Be'er Shel Miriam, so it's no wonder everyone knows, the Gemara says in various places, where is the source of the Yam of Tveria, of the Kinneret? Pamyas, the Myris Pamyas. It's called Banyas today in Eretz, right? There is the source of the Jordan River, right? And it goes into the Kinneret. If I look at a map and you'll ask me where is Har Nevoi today on Transjordan, right? It's mamash like Yushalayim way. So it must have been that they went the Be'er Shel Miriam was choizered because of Aaron and Moshe, that's what I'll say. And therefore there was Al Yarden Yerechoi. So when they were standing on the banks of the Yarden, it went into the Yarden and the Kinneret are joined, except it had to go upstream. Okay, it's from the Klein of miracles dealing with the Be'er Shel Miriam. Okay, it went upstream, right? By the way, the Medrash Lekach Tov says when the Yarden, another miracle of the Be'er Shel Miriam, when the waters of the Yarden meet the Kinneret, it remains separate. It doesn't mix in with the other pre-existing waters. So it went upstream, big deal, right? Problem is, just parenthetically, not really the subject of our talk, that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Taflamet, hey, if you want to see the Be'er Shel Miriam, what should you do? You should stand on top of Har Carmel, and you see this Kavra. Hello, I got the problem, right? You don't have to be a great tour guide in Eretz Yisrael to figure out. The Har Carmel, last time I saw on a map, right, was Elio Anovi, which is overlooking a city called Haifa, which is on top of the Yam HaGodol of the Mediterranean, otherwise known as the Mediterranean, which is to the west. And Yam Shel Tveri is like in Chelik of Naphtali, all the way in the northeast, right? Maybe in those days Har Carmel was taller, you could see, I have no idea. But the simple, everyone asked the Shaila, and the Radal said, it's probably a mistake in the Girsa, right? And it should say in the Gemara and Shabbos, stand on top of a mountain called Yishim. As per all the Midrash and Chazal, unless you see in the Duke Seifrim, the Girsa of Ksaviyat in the Gemara, it says, you should stand on Har Carmel, and you will see the Be'er Shel Miriam, which is in Yam Shel Tveri. So Al-Korcha, you're forced to say that Girsa, that Yeshimun, there were two Har Carmels in Eretz Yisrael. One is near Haifa, and one is by the Kinneret, and finish Gemara. Very often you have two different cities, two different places in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, Eich Shehir, we know, Kaimelon, that the Be'er Shel Miriam is what we know today as the Yam of Kinneret, the Yam Shel Tveri. How do I know? Because the Chido brings the Shem HaGdolim, and it's a generation before, Chaim Vital said that he came to learn by the Arizal, Chochmas HaKabbol, Pnimiyas HaTorah, and he could not grasp the profound, it's beyond his mental abilities, because, it's like, wow. And the Arizal took him in a boat, and I have no idea, if I was a tour guide, I wish I knew, between the columns of the old shul in Tveria, which was overlooking the Kinneret, right? Between those two pillars, if you go straight out on the Kinneret, you will taka find the Be'er Shel Miriam. And the Arizal gave him a glass, whatever, a cup, and he put it into to the waters of the Be'er Shel Miriam, and Reb Chaim Vital drank, and from then on he was able to grasp the profundity, the depth of the teachings of the Arizal. And here the two, even if you would, understand something, you'd forget, and now he was able to remember, right? Which makes a lot of sense, because if you know Poshut basic history, when did Reb Chaim Vital come to the Arizal? In the year Hayalofim Shin Lamed Alf. And when was the Istalkus of the Rabbeinu Arizal? Hey Menachem Of Tov Shin Lamed Beis. 400 and some odd years ago. Hello? So the whole Reb Chaim Vital, who wrote the Eitz Chaim, the Pri Eitz Chaim, a billion svarim on Kisvei Arizal, he was only there for a bit over a year and a half. How did he chap so much with such incredible depth in such a short time and wrote it all down, right? Because when you drink from the Be'er Shel Miriam, it gives up Psichus Halev, and it's a school for whatever. So I see, number one, that drinking from the Be'er Shel Miriam is a Dinah Shulchan Aruch, right? Right? The drinking from the Be'er Shel Miriam is a school for Refuas, which, by the way, there's two Gersois, Shifra and Pua. Who was Shifra and who was Pua? Was Shifra Yecheved, that's what normally we say, the Gemara and Soitan, Megillah, and Pua is Miriam. There's other Midrashim Chalukim that Shifra is Miriam, whatever, which Shaperes and Savlad, she healed the children, and therefore the Eibishter rewarded her, that in her Be'er, it has medicinal qualities, and it heals you from anything that ails you. Fine, Gevaldik. Right? But I have to understand, besides the fact that I want to understand where Tveria come into, I mean, if you want to rest the Be'er Shel Miriam, find it a parking lot at Bia's Gael Tzedek, right? Why Dafki in Tveria, going upstream? It's like weird. Like, why Dafki in Tveria? And how does it connect Dafka to Shabbos, to Mincha, to the Mitzvah Shabbos, Mav Malka, etc., etc.? What is the connection of the Be'er Dafka to Miriam? We know the Gemara says there were three Parnos and Tovim, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. In Schus of Moshe, we have the Mon. In the Schus of Aaron, we have the Anan Yaakovid. And the Schus of Miriam was the Be'er. Where does Miriam come to? What's the word? So certain Sforim say it's connected to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. Torah is the Chmoshe, that's the Mon. The Torah is the Mon. Aaron is the Chavodah, which is connected to Anan Yaakovid. And Miriam is Gemilas Chasodim. Okay, it fits into Shifra Pua, it fits in. But you look at Rabbeinu Becharya, and Rabbeinu Becharya is a different word. Miriam was given, the Be'er was endowed to Kal Yisrael in the schus of Miriam. Why? Because the Pasuk says that when Yecheved, the mother, instructed Miriam to take Moshe's basket and put it on the Oyer, so the Pasuk says, Vaseitzatse Vachoyse Merochek Ledeya Mayasaloi, all happened to him. And that was on the water. So in that schus, the water of the Be'er was in the schus of Miriam, in the schus that she waited for Moshe. Hello? Can anyone explain what in the world is the midah? Can they get midah? Because she waited by the water of the river, right? And the air, therefore she was blessed. What's the connection between the schus, what the inyan of the Be'er Shel Miriam is, and the fact that she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu? It leaves something to be desired, number one. Number two, again, what's the connection to Tveria, Dafka? Number three, why is it, all the Mephoshim asked, that we have a Shira, Dafka for the Be'er? You didn't have the Mon, you didn't have the Anan Yaakovid. You don't find, right, that they made a Shira for the Mon, and then, or for the Anan Yaakovid. Dafka for the Be'er of Miriam, there was a special Shira. And the fourth question everybody asks, I mean, the Be'er has been with the Jews for 40 years. Vos epis, they wake up in year number 40, after Miriam is no longer alive anymore, right? B'gashmiz. And now, mitamal, hey, we'll sing a shira to express our gratitude, our thanksgiving for the Be'er. Where were you like the last 40 years? Why are you waking up mitamal now? Huh?
You take it for granted.
So take it, you know. If that's not an answer for a third day, so I'm not sure to you, right? Answer for you and me, not an answer for a third day. Interessant, you find in the Perek Shira, which discusses all the different animals, etc., etc., the Shira which they sing to the Eibishter. So what is the Shira of the Mayonois, of the wellsprings? They say a pasuk in Tillim. Vishorim kichoilim kol mayonei boch. Pei zayin, where is it? Yeah. V'shorim, literally it means the singers are like the flutists. People play the chalil, right? Kol ma'yonoi boch. What's the connection? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, right, that is based on another medrash, right, where the medrash says in Trechatoiv, just like a be'er is constantly gushing forth with new waters, right, so too the Yisrael always sing a shira chadosha every year, not just the same shir. Shalom to Shaila, first of all, what does this mean? And how does one come? Why was Dafka Miriam connected to a new shira, right? And how do you arouse yourself to give a new shira? What's the lesson to be learned? Okay, but Chalal, you should know, so I have to understand, where does Miriam come in the picture? Where does Shira Chadosh? By the way, just parenthetically, the Darshasun Sefer says, I'm Moyri de Gevor. Just to remember, we say, Apostle Gdilim, Ha Hoifchi Hatsur Agamayim. What's the Sefer Tevis? Scramble. Ha Hoifchi Hatsur Agamayim. Miriam. Chalom is Lemayne Moyim. Sefer Tevis is Gimatria Moyshi Makoil. So, initially, the Be'er came in the school of Miriam. After her passing, it came down and discussed once again. What's pshat? So I saw a Meir. What I'm saying now is nothing original. I always say, if you steal from one person, you're a plagiarist. You steal from a few people, you're called a researcher. So in a beautiful sefer, a modern sefer called Par de Sodai from Yisrael David Schlesinger from Muncie, Meir de Gavor, Jesus. The first time you find anywhere in Tanakh that a person sang a shira, but it wasn't an original shira, nothing new, is by Miriam. A ganze shira, as Yashir Moshev na Yisrael Tashira Azoy, a beautiful shira. And right afterwards, Miriam goes and she gathers all the women with the tupim mecholis, and she says to them, Shira Lashem ki go ego sus verich veromoyim. I think to remember that line from, like, as Yashir. So what? Maybe she's saying a different shira. Okay, she's added something. She sings word for word from the shira that Moshe Rabbeinu sang Baruch HaKadosh. So what was she mechadosh? Is the charayit, the whole vort of the shira of Miriam, right? Yeah, with Tugum Mechilis, is pshat, right? You're singing the exact same words. Aber that's called Mayon Leiboch, that's a shira with a new ischachos, with a new passion, with a new depth, and it's constantly you're mechadosh it. Right. By the way, Derech Agav, the Miriam, just a simple teher. Right. The Gemara says that after Miriam passed away, after the Istalkus of Miriam Hanaviyah, so it came back to the Be'er in the schus of whom, Moshe, Aaron, whatever. Yeah. Shtel zich the shay. So back then, the Kli Yoker says, why Tafka did the Be'er Shel Miriam disappear after the Istalkus of Miriam? That was a punishment. Because when Moshe and Aaron passed away, it says, "Vayivku oizam kol be'ayitikol beis Yisroel." The Jewish people mourned by Miriam. They didn't mourn. Not to anything. Just buried. She was buried. Where she was buried is another. By the way, you know where is the kfura of Miriam? Just parenthetically, top of your head. What? Who? It says Vatik Brenna. It was buried there, in the Midbar. Guess what? In Chazal, ain't so. She's either buried, one opinion, the minor opinion in Har Sinai, forget about that. The majority opinion is she's buried together with Yocheved and Tzipora, etc., etc. You know where? You know, guys, no one here goes there to stroll on tour? It's very. It's called the Beis Imohus, where all the great Jewish women are buried. And so either, just parenthetically, this forum say, either they reinterred her, they carried her, she was buried there temporarily, but afterwards they reburied her, and she was buried together with Yecheved and all these holy righteous Noshim Sidkonius. Or alternative, other forum say, when she was said she was buried there, where? The Gemara says that the Emes, just like Moshe and Aaron, Miriam passed away, Benashiku. Or Misad Derech Eretz, and Sneas, the Torah didn't want to say it. But she also died Benashika, and therefore, although any other mess, the Anani HaKavod Paltosim, kicked them out, or the Miriam with Benashika is not Mitame, right? By the way, so why do we have the minig to pour out the water when someone passes away in the neighborhood, hello, if she didn't really die with a tumma, because Benashika is not Mitame, right? I know that, you know that, but the people didn't know that, because she kept it a secret, that was Mrs. Benashika. Anyway, and she was buried in the Anani HaKavod. She was carried, hello? Take it as you want. right? But she's considered to be, that she's buried, Mekubal, she's buried in Tverina. So again, I see a connection, Dafka Miriam, to the city of Tveri. And that, it makes sense, because that's where her Be'er is lying out there in Tveri. Just by the way. But what happened here? But why did the Be'er dry up? Because, says the Kli Yoker, because she wasn't Nisbet Kaloch. So you didn't shed your tears, so therefore the water, no water from you, no water in the Be'er. Shtelzel Shailer, Beryl Pavarsky, and many others asked the simple Shailer, why does it have to be like an Oynish, a punishment? Pashut. If the whole Be'er came in the schus of Miriam, right? I'm saying this as a Muslim word. And she's no longer here, no longer a schus. So Beryl Pavarsky has a very simple pshat. You remember a guy called Mr. Shelach? Yeah. And it says, after 7 days, suddenly the marble. Why after 7 days? Rashi says, Chazal. They waited 7 days of the hesped of Mr. Shelach. Right? In El Kumtu, the cold man, Mr. Shelach, the tzaddik is alive, and he has chus for the generation. Even though the people are showing Kimel at Chomos, over cold man, there's Mr. Shelach alive, right? So this chus is made. So why do you have to wait 7 days? Only after they finish the Davelus, the Hespedim, now Mitamol comes them up. Is the Charaya Kolzman, people are being misbuinin, contemplating, thinking, what was the Mativa Joyce Tzaddik? What did he do? What was his contribution? How could I miskashet him? Right? Kumtis is not yet dead. And therefore his chus is still made. When you Messiah das from the Tzaddik, then the Torah comes. So that's Pshat. The emes is the Be'er Shel Miriam stopped because Miriam is no longer alive. When we say that it came back in the schus of Mishra'ar, Pshat is they were ma'oder once again by Klal Yisrael to appreciate, to understand the schus of Miriam. Therefore, even afterwards, how long did Miriam's Be'er last? Kol arboim shana shebamidbar. But according to my mathematics, it wasn't 40 years, it was 39 years and a month. Hello? But all 40 years, the Be'er was, we still call it the Be'er Shel Miriam. Right? Now, the Be'er of Miriam joined in with Moshe and Aaron. Because the Bechina of Be'er is Shayach to Miriam. And even after she passed away, Moshe evoked and aroused that memory, and is therefore still called Miriam. The Be'er of Miriam. So far, so good? So to understand what is this Be'er and what does it affect us, you have to understand who is Miriam? What's her, what does she stand for? I have a daughter called Miriam. And I named her after two bubbas. We're both called Miriam. Right? She grew up, 6, 7 years old, whatever, went to school, you know? And she learns Pasha Shmois. Why was she called Miriam? Because how many years was Miriam born before Yetzias Mitzrayim? How old was she? How old was Moshe Beit Yisrael? 80. How old was Miriam? 86. 86 is Gimachal Likim Midasadim. Right? So, right, the Chazal say, why was she called Miriam? Because when Miriam was born, then was Vayemoru was Chayeim, Vayedakosha, Vayemor Levainim. So, her father, Amram, the God Ladar, called her Miriam, Al Shem, Mirirus, bitterness. So, my daughter came back from school in tears, and she wanted to know, why in the world, Tati, did you name me the bitter one? She was traumatized by her name. So, I promise one day when she gets older, I will explain to her the godless of the name Miriam. What is Miriam? Miriam is, you take the letter, word Miriam, says in Sforim, is in letters Mayim plus a Resh. How do you spell a Resh, the letter Resh in Hebrew? Resh Yuchin. If you were to scramble Resh Yuchin, guess what word? Shir. So Miriam in the is Maram is on the Shir of Mayim. Her whole life, she's doing those things, a Shir of by Kriyas Yamsuf, and she's the one who, what is the connection here of water? Why was Miriam so nispoled by Kriyas Yamsuf more than anybody else? Her own personal private cheer, she gets the women and all, whatever. Because the Gemara famously says, you'll know the Gemara, so you didn't Megillah, whatever, that when Pari made his Gezeirah, Ben Hayila, the Eretash Dichu, Amr Amram, the God of Aldor, and he separated from his wife. Why bother bringing children into the world when you're throwing, casting him into the sea? And he divorced all the Jewish men, separated from their wives. So Miriam was a Nevi'ah, So Miriam, Achuz Aharon, she was a prophetess at the time when there was no Moshe in the world. She was only Achuz Aharon. That's what I'll say. Rashi brings it, right? She said, my mother is going to give birth to a child, will be the savior, the redeemer of Kal Yisrael. Her mother gave birth, right? And Vatitz Bnei Yerushalayim Shirochim. And then they had to cast him on the Nile. So Amram came, V'tofchalei al-panel, gave whatever. Said, Bitti, where is Yunavua? And that's pshat, V'teisatzev achoyusli mirochig l'deya, mayosoloi, what will happen to her Nivu? So you can imagine, you were the one who had to place your baby brother, infant, 3 months old, on the water. It's probably a very traumatic experience for a little child, 6-year-old child, right? And she wants to know, like, what's going to be takedusof of this whole event, right? And Baruch Hashem, you see a miracle, and the Moshe saved her, the lady called Bishya, Agan Samaisa, right? And Moshe grows up to be the greatest human being who ever walked the face of planet Earth. So when Moshe Rabbeinu saves Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, there could be no one who's happier than Miriam. Because she was instrumental in that. In fact, he was born, and he came into the world, and she saved him. That's why, by the way, it says in Sforim, Shimon Schwab says in the Sefer, Mayim Beit HaSheva, what is the pasuk right before the Shira of the Bear? No, anybody out there? Okay, you know. Al kein yomer b'seifim b'lchem es Hashem esvoi basuf. What did the Gemara darshan? What did the Gemara say in Kiddushin? Says the pasuk in Tillim ki yedaber es oiva b'shoar that afilu avu b'noi rav v'talmidoi dem ratzeichem b'halacha they get into a real right and they nasa oivim zeloze b'lizozum yisham until they come oivim zeloze shenemer v'esvoi basuf. Don't read basuf. The Yamsuf comparing the miracle at Nachal Arnon. The Yamsuf ela b'soif at the end. Is the charaya there a situation? What's the lesson to be learned in Avodas Hashem? There are moments in life where it feels that the Avin, the Ben, the Ravin, Talmud, the Eibush and Knesset Yisrael are not on talking terms. They're Oivim Zelozeh. But you have Emunah and you have Bitochen. That's what Miriam stands for. Then, Vesvoi, Basufa, Besoif, it becomes Oivim Zelozeh and you're able to see it. And therefore, she's the one who sings Shira. I've said like 1,000 times, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, the first word of Torah is Bereishis, and you scramble the letters, and you get the word Shir Toiv. What does the Ebrister want of life? Shir. Toiv. Tof, Aleph, Beis. That means, I say this all the time, the Mashkiach says, many forums say, if you... You go to the orchestra, you know, the 120 pieces in the Philharmonic Orchestra, right? There's the woodwork and the percussions and whatever. So you have, let's say, one guy on the triangle. You ever see the guy in the triangle? What do you know about culture? And he sits there every 30 minutes in the score of Beethoven Tchaikovsky's 45th violin concerto in Z minor or whatever. I get the clop of that at the right moment on the triangle. He's the best triangle player in the whole planet Earth, right? So you know what, your shul is making Mlava Malka, the guy's a Jewish guy, I'm going to invite him to come to my annual Mlava Malka, and he should play the triangle for me. It's called Mashiach. Every 20 minutes, like a bang on the triangle. Wrist action is gewaldig, it's like, he knows that. The orchestra only works when you have different pieces, different instruments, and everyone has their score and does what they got to do. But there's one conductor in one square. You can't have this guy's playing Tchaikovsky and that guy's playing the Beatles and this guy's playing Avram Fried. You don't have to get into it. You have to have one tune and one conductor and one score. Everyone's playing together, but everyone has their own unique contribution. That's that sheer toy. You only get music, right? If everyone has a unique contribution, but there's a symbiotic, organic, harmonious interplay between the various people on their different... In other words, not enough to have a narrow focus on... You have to have inyan kholi to look at the greater good of the teichen kholi of what's happening in this world. Who is Miriam? What is Miriam? It's a Mosaic right in our Torah. It says by the dream of the butler and the baker, remember there was Shloisha Sarigim? So Chazal Taich and Medrash, there's a Regan referred to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Samuel Tzedek says that Aaron represents Midas HaChesed. Aaron, Oyu Shalom, Miriam represents Gevura. right? The word Mahar, Vayamar was Chayim, and Moshe is Tiferes. Okay, that's quite obvious. Oh, but a person has to know that even when you see Gevuras, and even if you're living in Koloshin, the song Hayadua from Reb Nosson and Kutitvilus, in Hastora, Betech Hastora, and there's like the Elif, Alfei, Rivei, Revavois of Hester in the world, oh, but the Eberster is still there, right? And the Emes, the Gevuras, are only a preparation for ultimate Chesod. If you have Oivim in the world, enemies, but you know the Oivim are coming shluchim from the Eibishter, and it's therefore tachlus, a good tachlus, because the Eibishter is tevatev lehetiv, then the Oivim disappear. If all the challenges in life are only temporary, and ultimately good always wins, right? Then you come to Emes Shira, the famous Taitch of the Chayz of Lublin, called Baalei Shir Yoytzin Bashir. If you want to get rid of all the tzaris and acrimony and tzaris and whatever challenges in the world, you're a Baal Shir, you're Yoytzu, which you're, if you're able to sing. I was speaking at a chasana, I was like the Kala Ridge on Tuesday. There's a great American, what a person said, some women are like tea bags. You don't know their strength until you're in their hot water. But a greater mile than being a tea bag is to be a kettle. You're cuching in hot water up to your nose and you're still able to sing. Right? Who was that person who was mamtik gvuris? Right? Yeah? And didn't accept the reality as it seems, but was able to find the good, betoich ha'astora, that represents Miriam. And therefore, Chazal say, be'oz yoshir, oz yoshir, oz is an expression of bitochen, oz, yelech levetech darkoi, oz is an expression of simcha, oz yimol yishchoik pinu, oz is an expression of amun v'ayat psukim. That was represented by what? By Miriam. You know, when the Jews sang Yikashir Bepeh, who were the ones who took the musical instruments, the Tupim Mechailis? The women. How in the world did the women, by Yom, there was a Woolworth over there, after the store, where they picked up some tambourines and cymbals in the middle of the nowhere? They took it out from before. Ah. So I've said this 100,000 times, it's a famous vort of the Shalokh, who says, by the time of Mashiach, Asidim Yisrael Loi Mashira Losilovi. Now grammatically, either you could say Asidim Yisrael Loi Mashir, or you could say, it's also correct, Yisrael Loi Mashira Losilovi. What do you mean? Asidim Yisrael Loi Mashira Losilovi. By Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eden and Goshen the Abish to promise the Sugazak. Leshamul Moshe Mikhaiz Ruach Mavedakosh. Asidim Yisrael, to have that level of emun and bitochen, that even if before they see the evidence in front of their eyes, they're already dancing. When that's pshat, but the Malachim wanted to sing Shira, what did Abish tell them? Masa yodai toivim bayom va'atim oimim Shira. The Abish all of a sudden became, they're down 6 feet under, kicking up the daisies, giving a grus to the Levyos, right? We're worried about the Goyim. Right? He's saying, you want to now, you want to sing? If you really want to sing, you should have been singing already when I told you the Besudah is like Ula by Meshur Abeinu. You have to wait to see the evidence that does say Shishkan Shira. That's not an expression of Imun. Therefore, the Be'er, going back to what we're talking about, whether it's a Pasuk, Vayaminu Bashet, Bedvorov Yeshiru Tilosi. Even will have Imunah even before they see the evidence. As the Imri Yehuda of Rajan says, a murder to divorce, right? Everyone knows the famous Ramban, which I told you many times, the Kalina Rebbe said, he has to learn every day. Famous Ramban, say Parshas Boy, that Ein Le'oldom Chelik Beteras Moshe, Shenamin, Shekol Divreinu, Arnisim, Ein Behem Teva, Menhogi Shalom Klau. An Elch Yidus Amaimin doesn't believe in Teva. There's no such thing, right? We say Hashem Hu Alikim, right? There's only Elikim, which Gimashi Ateva, right? But he touches him. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ayin Liros, Elikim Zulasecha. Normally, you chat. No one has seen the glory of Eilam Haba, whatever, only the Abishur. He touches, forget, Ayin Liros, Ayid Zet Nishnor. He doesn't see Elikim. He doesn't see Midas Adin. He doesn't see Gimashi Ateva. All he sees is Zulasecha. The only does an Abishur is a Kol Yochel, who is Nimna Hananois, for whom there are no boundaries, nothing can happen. And therefore, if you take the words Hawaii 26 and Elohim, which is 86, and you put them together, which, by the way, is the Indian of Das, says It's the pasuk. We are dying to ayoyim shavoyis alavecha ki Hashem hu elikim, right? They have das. When you have das, then you come to see the toyu b'chesed b'ksodim b'toyu v'nir v'nigla. Elikim 26, Havaya 26, Elikim 86, and toyu 17. What do you got? 129, which is gimachi Havaya hu elikim. This Hashem hu elikim. And the pasuk Mishle, gam b'loy das nefesh leitiv. If you don't have this das, which is das moshe chibur v'odem yodas chave ishtoi, then you don't see in your life the Indian of toiv. Which lefiz I understand mosuk midvash, the words of the hechal bracha of the holy kamarna. What did we say by the be'er, which is Miriam's be'er, who is this bechina? Ali be'er enulo, ali be'er enulo is gimatria 474, which is gimatria das. The be'er is an expression of das, that is only the Eibush in the world. You want to hear a gewaldige gimatria, you got a whole cup here, but the Schlesinger says, where was the first expression of Miriam, age 6, of her Amunah and Bitochen in the Eibush there, in her Nevuah? Vateisatze vachuse mirochek ledeya mayasulik. Which is gimatria? No? Gimatria? 2,236. What's the gimatria of Havaya? 26. What's the gimatria of Elikim? 86. Who's a mathematician? How much is 26 times 86? 2,286. Which is also the gimatria. What happened to this Moshe? Ladeya mayasuloi. So the pasuk says, "V'leikom novi oid biyisrael ashi yedoy." Again, Hashem ponim el ponim. What's the gematria of the whole pasuk? 2,236. Havaya times Elikim is vatisatzem achoyis demiroch ledeyam yasalei, which gematria v'leikom oid novi biyisrael kemoisha ashi yedoy Hashem ponim el ponim. Which I just to add to him, it's also the gematria. He doesn't bring it. Vayhi ben soya ha'oren vayemer moisha kum Hashem. Once you have that emunah that Hashem ulikim, same gimatria 2,236, which is also the gimatria kisisas roish bnei Yisrael. How the Yidin are uplifted, whatever you need, b'nachayim mezoyin, kach mizrochnis, when a Yid has that emunah. Now, okay, now we can start to share. When is the time which is mesugul to come to this emunah in the an achdut that there's only an Eibishter and you're not bound by teva? Right? Shabbos is Rosa de Echod, that there's only an Abishah in the world, etc., etc. That's the difference. In the weekdays, you say a pasuk, Marabu Masech Hashem. On Shabbos, you sing, Magodlum. What's the difference between Marabu? Marabu means, you look at the Bria, the Protius. And this is what I'm saying now is from the Sifte Chaim, from Chaim Friedlander. You look at a fly, you look at a mosquito, you look at Chvesish, what, your cell, I don't know, whatever you like, physics, chemistry, biology. And you look in the Bria, in each prat of the Bria, you see, there are so many things, and each thing is so complex, and DNA, Givald, Marabu Masech Hashem. But one thing, I don't deal with the other thing. Shabbos, which is Seder Achdus Magodlu, you see there's a divine plan, and that everything in the Bria is united for one Matorah to bring the Kved Hashem Lo'il. Which, by the way, on Shabbos, what do we say? Hakol Yeducha, Hakol Yishabchucha, Hakol Yomru En Kodesh Hashem, Hakol Yomru Sela, Yoitzer Hakol. How many times did I just say the word Hakol? Five. Hakol is Gematria 55. How much is 55 times 5? Which is Gematria? The simplest Gematria you can think of. First thing, Ra'o, Reish Ayin Hei, 275. When a person knows that there's only an Abish in the world, then the Ra also becomes something of good. Right? And therefore the Be'er, by the way, when it says in Pirkei Avos that Erev Shabbos, the Abish created the Piha Be'er, there is Taich, right? What is the Piha Be'er? Not only did the Yidin sing on the Be'er, but the Be'er itself sang. Therefore Be'er, as the Vizhus Rebbe, the Rechaim says, is Notrikun Roimimoyus Kel Begroinim. Or b'sich rabbi mahalenu, right? The be'er itself, nature is giving haidah to the Eibush. Now, in other words, as Hashem Tov famously taught, when a yid realized that everything gamzu l'toiv is in the hastora, then the toiv which is gonus and everything suddenly becomes revealed. Whatever, a lot more to say, but okay, whatever. Now I understand when is this moment that we sing Shira. First, the Be'er only sang Shira at the 40th year. When it finished, it's Tachlis. Rashi says by the Sabach Mem, the Sarish Shal Esav, when does a Malach say Shira? When it finished its purpose. Now, after providing mayim for 40 years, they use effort for mikveh, by the way. How are you toivel in the midbar? Think about it. Be'er Shel Miriam. You know, by the way, it's in the Chazal. Where did they get wine? The Be'er Shel Miriam, parenthetically, I'm throwing it, had every taste you want. It could taste like milk, it could taste like wine, it could taste like dvash. Any liquid you want, it had to taste. Like the mon. What the mon is, the food. It's gevald. They were toivel in his matar. The Miriam caused pre. What? Whatever. We could talk about this some other time. Whatever. Yeah. My dear sweet holy brother, I wouldn't be so sure about anything. It's very complicated. Everything is complicated. If everything wasn't complicated, rabbis would be unemployed. They'd have to make it. Whatever, but it's complicated. Trust me. Right? Mitzaklal Yisrael says the Beit Sodas. The Gemara says Lekoyim Inish Adaiti the Rebbe Ad Arboim Shnin Leinosan Hashem Lachem Leiv Ladas V'Nayim Liris V'Nayim Lishmer Ad Ayim Azeh. 40 years now they get the Be'er of Miriam, which symbolizes wisdom. I'm not trying to elaborate. Be'er Chafarua Sorim Rosh Tevis Chashav, to think. Now they have Bina, this kind of Tereshal Peh, whatever, and now they're able to get that Bina out of, right, when you're 40 years old, then I brought them the Bina, and now they understood the Indian of everything comes from the Rish. Okay, now, bingo. Now we come to Malva Malka, right? And every Malva Malka, Shabbos Bechaldiach, what happened to Malva Malka? They say in Sforim Akdashim, Siddiqum said, the most dangerous time for Yid is Mr. Shabbos. You just finished Shabbos, you're on a high, right? Now you're going from Iger Rum Labir Amik to Dreh. Now you see in the world, people, they get up to him as a Shabbos, like whatever, just, right? Yeah. It's not a good time for Yiddishkeit. So we want to take the Kedusha and the Yisrael of Shabbos and to bring it into the world, right? So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Yutes, Amr of Chanina, Chamin b'Mitzoy Shabbos, but look, everyone knows you drink a hot drink on hot food. On Shabbat, my edim is Makbid Mamish Malka 3 a.m. But you have to cook a new meal. They won't eat leftovers from Shabbos. Chamin has to be fresh, has to be something new, right? By the way, Rav Chanina, you know, he was 80 years old, the Gemara says in Chulin, and he was standing on one foot and tying the shoe on the other foot, like he's 80 years old, right? And he said, that my mother wash me with chamin and shemen, that's what gave me vitality in my inner life. So he appreciated chamin. What is the idea of chamin? Chamin and Shabbos, eat something hot on Shabbos, it's healing. Healing for what? So passes everything from the Ramah and everything. The famous word from the Rebbe Zusha van Apolda, chamin b'mezah Shabbos melugma. Right? So David HaMelech says in Tillim, we'll soon see why David HaMelech. Right? Haruifei l'shvurei leiv u'mechabesh latzvoisim, right? Yeah? Mechabesh, mem ches beis shin, stands for, Rashi Tevis, chamin b'meisoi Shabbos melugma. It gets rid of your atzvos. Here, the two, you just had a darhu b'na Shabbos, you were singing ko'ech soif in your mamashin, elam atzilus, u'mitamo, Mr. Shabbos, it's fixed to the belt, it's fixed to the geld, you're putting on your jeans and your t-shirt and whatever, yeah? Mechabesh, Chamin, you have the Cham Libi Bikiri, Bagit of our age, you take the Varmkeit and the Eurus of Shabbos and you bring it down on Mitzoy Shabbos. You know who was the Anakel of Miriam Hanaviyah? Vayaslam Batim, Shivarpur. So Chazal say, who is the Batim? But the Kahuna Leviyah from Yecheved and Malchus from Miriam. Who was the Anakel of Miriam? David Hamelech, Melech HaMashiach, right? What do you know about David? That's Miriam. You see a kid being thrown on the air. David HaMelech says, Sarov Yogin Enso V'Shem Hashem Ekro. The whole life of David is like full of challenges and adversity from here, there, and everywhere. When Afa Pikein Yid has a Munna. That's David HaMelech. Right? Which is the meal of Sudas David Malka Mashiach? Why Malka Malka? Because the pastor's having this on your little child. You're told. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos that David HaMelech asked the Eber Shoy, Dein Hashem Kitzu Yomid Az Yomim Ma'i. And they said, I can't tell you when you're going to die, I'll tell you on Shabbos. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, he made a Malka Malka. He passed another Shabbos. So the Simcha of Malka Malka is the Simcha of Dov. You do it, the story of the Tzaddik, and he was a Malamed, he was a Tagnister, from Rishon Vursker, and the Gvir, who was employing him, went to invite him to Malka Malka, and he saw the place was full of light, And he asked him the next day, he moves aside, what was happening there? He says, David HaMelech came to tell me two things, and one of them was the famous Medrash Pliya, Matzasi David Avdi. Says the Medrash, Heichon Matzasi B'Sdoim, Pashas, because they're Rus, Light, and Stoim. Stoim stands for Sudas David Malkum Shiv. Kiyadua, the famous word, I said the once in Aftarov, he never ate Malkum Malkum. Whatever, I'm not getting involved. It sounds also, whatever. Ober Aftarov wants his son to be Yitzhak Meir. With all the chassidim, we go to the sun, upstairs and downstairs. And after a whole Shabbos of Amelus, of it's a Kodesh, Sadiqim don't sleep on Shabbos, Hulu, he needed to rest, and the chassidim are upstairs, they're dancing. Right? So he went up to his son, and he said, could you please, like, cut the racket, because he needs to sleep, it's a thing, you know, whatever. 2 minutes later, he's back, I'm sorry, David HaMelech just came to me, when he had a hakpoda, that you're taking away his, the simcha of his sud. Famous story, the Baal Shem Tov once came to a, you know, I don't know how long the Baal Shem Tov lived, but like there are thousands, billions of stories of Mr. Shabbos. Every Mr. Shabbos is a story. So Baal Shem Tov, with the nitzis also of David HaMelech, he went with his talmidim suddenly after the derech to come to a kfar, and they come to the Jewish become upon him, but no one become upon him because they say the Rebbe's, I'm sorry, but like someone just passed away, the Levaya is Mr. Shabbos. So I want to be Mishtatov. And Baal Shem Tov, you should Mishtatov, but not just whatever, every man, woman, and child, Anoshim Lashem Vataf, should participate in Levaya. They went to the Levaya. And afterwards, they asked Hashem, what's so chosher about this? Pasher to eat. Yes, he was a pasher to eat. But he said, his seder, he said, the tillim of Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael of David HaMelech. And number two, it was makpid akpoda, melav malka, and he told his wife every week, I'm zikr, I'm munish shleim, that David HaMelech, before he gave atzmi, is zikr, melav malka. And he said, bring in the children. They brought the children from the shtetl, and the children said, Baal Shem Tov said to the children, have you seen anything that was outstanding or special? Right? He says, yeah, by the Levaya, there was a man with a crown who was going next to the Mita, and he actually performed the Kfur. When on this, by David HaMelech, the Pasuk says in Tillim, Sa'adeini v'Ivosheil. So, Tzadikim Taich, from the originator, said the name of his Zayd, the Malach, Sa'adeini, make my Sudim Lava Malka, v'Ivosheil, I'll send you Yeshuas. Right, that's the tone. The present tone of the Rebbe. The Gunzai says, "Tarech lefani shulchan with lava malka." That's negatory against the Yitzhar. There's actually a vort from Reb Davidol, whatever. They say a vort from the Semach David. The Gemara says, "Asay a rule in the Gemara: Asay Shabbat chachoyl v'al tarech lebris." So the Semach David, the son of the Meisos, for Taish, who are you Taish? What's that? Asay Shabbat chachoyl. Shabbos the choyl. How can Shabbos be choyl? If you make your Shabbos meal to celebrate Shabbos, choyl, in the week, how can you have a Shabbos meal? So the Shabbos is Tuesday. Asay Shabbat choyl means you prav malav malka, which is a Suda Shabbos, malav Shabbos, which in choyl, then val testarech labrius, it's a school of a parnosa. Why is that? That RSV, the Shabbat Taitz, the Muri Tika Taitz. The Vada Melech says, Ki ger anuichi imoch tushav chol avoysen. Ki ger is gimachia regal. Anoichi is gimatria kisi. We know that the Abraham's kisi Yaakov has four legs. Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, David, right? So David has Melech says, "Rabbeinu Shalom, ki ger anoichi." Right? I'm also one of the regal of the kisi Yaakov of anoichi, which is the kisi. I want to be toishav, a permanent resident. Kechol avoyse. You have three meals on Shabbos. Echlu hayem Shabbos, which is connected of Yitzchak, Avram, and Yankov. I also want a meal. David should gave David HaMelech. David HaMelech prayed for Malav HaMelech. Hello? Oy. And someone pointed out, Ger is Gimatria Bona Chaim Azim. So I see that Malav HaMelech is the idea of the Mechazik Emunah when you're going direct to the well, back to Gel. And that's what, where does this Bereshit Miriam? Where did we post it there, Vaila and Golus? In Tveria. Why in Tveria? What do you know about Tveria? Anyone been to Tveria? Who's buried in Tveria? Anybody at Meridik, unbelievable. Anyone buried in Tveria is all connected to this theme I just said. In Tveria, you have Rabbi Akiva. All connected to Geula, to the future, whatever. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, what? Achdus Hashem. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, I mean, there's a whole, I don't have time to elaborate, it's a myriadic shtickle in the Mashkiach, right? By the way, where will Mashiach come from? Where will Eliyahu HaNavi come? Where will be the Chiddush HaSanhedrin? Dafka from Tveria, right? Rebbe was in Tveria. The Rambam was in Tveria. The Rishon said the Rambam was in the Shamba Mashiach. The Yam Kineret. What does the Kineret mean? From which word? Kiner. How many days are there in the week? 7. Which is the day of Shabbos? 7. Shabbos is Mizmer Shirliyam Shabbos. Shabbos is the 7th day of the week. Eretz Yisrael is the 7th of the 7 lands in the world, right? The 7th seas in the world, and the 7th is the Kineret, right? Therefore, Dafka Rabbi Akiva, which is the Neshama of Geula, which is connected to Sharanun, everything. Who else is buried? You ever go to Tveria? You know, I always go to, when I go to Tveria, I always make a point of going to Rebchia. You ever go to Rebchia? Top of the mountain, Rebchia Bonav. Why did I do that? I remember the Gemara of Mitzia, that when he davened for the Amud, Rebchia and the Bonav would daven together. And then I learned later, years later, after I learned the Gemara, that the Remendel Vitebsker, when he wanted, he put on Yeshua's for Kal Yisrael, he went to Rebchia Ubonav. It was a very chosh thing by me, right? Rebchia also, Geula, all of these in Yonam, of Emunah, Bitochen, of bringing Geula, Allah Beis Gimel of Yiddishkeit, right, is found in Tveria. The Ebrishal Helfen Taka, that we should use out this lesson, right, and dance in the Simcha of Tveria, of Geula, of Mitzvah Shabbos. Thank you.